As most of you know, we've been invited to participate in the island celebration of Martin Luther King Day on January 21st as one of the churches representing a major faith on the island, Hinduism. So I thought I'd begin by reading the short talk I prepared for that event, because most of you won't be there. When we reflect on the life of Dr. Martin Luther King, we of course think of the civil rights movement and the success of the movement's efforts to eliminate racial discrimination laws in the United States. Unfortunately, though, racial discrimination still exists in the United States, not, of course, in the form of laws, but in the form of attitudes. This problem is not simply a national one, but a global one as well. One of the consequences of the September 11th terrorist attacks was increased media coverage depicting people in a number of countries who strongly hate the United States, some to the point of wishing violence upon it. Watching these shocking reports on television, we cannot help but be impressed by the extent and seriousness of the problem of prejudice. Attitudes of prejudice toward those of a different race, nation, or religion can start simply as distrust, which can then deepen into dislike, and deepen further into hatred, which can turn into a desire to inflict violence. Are we born with these attitudes? Certainly not. We are taught them at home, at school, and even in some religious institutions. Dr. Martin Luther King, after giving careful thought to the problem of discriminatory laws, selected Mahatma Gandhi's tactic of nonviolent resistance as an effective method for overcoming these unjust laws. What today, then, is an effective way for solving our current problem, which is overcoming attitudes of prejudice and discrimination? It is education. Instead of teaching children to be intolerant and to dislike and distrust, hate and inflict violence on those who are different, we can teach them to be tolerant, and like and trust, befriend and help. Excellent resources for promoting tolerance are distributed by the Southern Poverty Law Center in its Teach Tolerance program. These are available on its website at splcenter.org. One of their publications is entitled 101 Tools for Tolerance and contains simple ideas for increasing tolerance for you personally, in your home, in your school, in your workplace, and in your community. Here are two of the ideas for the home. Take the family to an ethnic restaurant and learn about more than just the food. The second, invite someone of a different background to join your family for a meal or a holiday. The booklet concludes with a pledge of tolerance that I would like to read. Tolerance is a personal decision that comes from a belief that every person is a treasure. I believe that America's diversity is its strength. I also recognize that ignorance, insensitivity, and bigotry can turn that diversity into a source of prejudice and discrimination. To help keep diversity a wellspring of strength and make America a better place for all, I pledge to have respect for people whose abilities, beliefs, culture, race, sexual identity, or other characteristics are different from my own. To fulfill this pledge, I will examine my own biases and work to overcome them. Set a positive example for my family and friends. Work for tolerance in my own community and speak out against hate and injustice. Please sign and mail a copy of this pledge to the National Campaign for Tolerance, Montgomery, Alabama.